if someone walked into a restaurant and said, "Shoot me a Waco," no one would probably know what they meant. They'd actually be asking for a drink most of us know very well. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. I'm often asked how we come up with all the story ideas you hear on The American Countryside. The answer is they often come from you, the listener. You can submit your story idea and listen to past broadcasts at AmericanCountryside.com. You'll also find our award-winning books and CDs, all based on our programs. We'll even personalize them for gifts, and there's always free shipping at AmericanCountryside.com. Take a listen to some of your favorite programs and browse our American Countryside store. Send us a message about a story in your area. We look forward to seeing you at AmericanCountryside.com.
My name is Charles.
My name is Charles.
One day I had a sudden headache.
I had a headache.
My arm went numb and I felt confused.
My arm went tingly.
I was having a stroke. My wife dialed 911.
I had a stroke on the bus.
Seconds made all the difference.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911.
Time lost is brain lost.
For more information, visit powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
It's a story that begins in 1885 in Waco, Texas.
A man by the name of Charles Alderton worked at Morrison's Corner Drugstore. It's still there today, but it was invented there on the fountain. He mixed a drink that many called a Waco back then. They would go into this shop and say, "Shoot me a Waco." He'd give you a glass of the drink. You drink it and give the glass back.
Kenny Horton says that drink, called Waco, came to be called Dr. Pepper.
It wasn't put into a bottle until in 1891 when Mr. Sam Houston Prim bought the original bottling rights to Dr. Pepper and brought it to Dublin, Texas. And so we're the birthplace of bottled Dr. Pepper.
People wonder, why did Mr. Prim come to Dublin, a small town about 2 hours southwest of Dallas?
Why not go to a big city where you could generate more revenue? Well, believe it or not, back at that time, Dublin, Texas was one of the fastest growing cities in Texas.
Prim's business idea was something we take for granted today.
Most people, if they wanted a soda, they would have to go to their corner drugstore and pick up a soda and drink it there and not be able to take it home. But he envisioned people drinking a cold soda out of a bottle at home.
So the first bottling of Dr. Pepper began right here where soda is still bottled.
They worked out of a single room, which is actually our soda shop now. This was not a mass production type of deal. It was a few guys working together, one mixing the formula upstairs and the other two working on filling and corking. They used a pin and a cork to seal the old Hutchinson bottles in the 1890s, and they were doing probably one, two, maybe three bottles per minute.
More next time as we travel the countryside. In Dublin, Texas, I'm Andrew McRae.